crossover is?
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving, crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover.
Double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
Crossover is brought to you by Everlittle Concrete Repair in Omaha at EverlittleConcrete.com. I apologize because you and I share earbud holders.
That's okay. Why did you press that button, though? Don't press that. There's this button that makes nothing work.
I was in the bottom today. We got a kill switch in this?
Yeah.
Well, I think my hearing has deteriorated from wearing headsets, like doing games.
Oh, for sure.
So I'm the one that cranks it up, so I apologize.
No, because you have to with the buds. That doesn't quite get as good a sound as the headset, but I don't like the headset the earphones because it covers my ears and makes my ears sweaty. I don't like that.
Makes me feel cozy.
I don't like it.
Your ears sweaty?
Yeah, I don't like when my ears can't breathe, you know? Ears can breathe, believe it or not. I don't like it when my ears can't breathe. Hey, I enjoyed 93-year-old Jack McKeon on the show today. That was a lot of fun.
Nice. He's a good storyteller.
I like your question, your line of questioning, which is, hey, you like cigars? Hey, you like whiskey? And those were his best answers. He goes, yeah, I remember I remember when we were in Omaha that we had this guy who used to bring booze into the clubhouse all the time. I liked it.
So
that what was kind of whiskey?
That was his literal answer, Jack Daniels.
He lived.
But he prefers Crown.
He lived with a guy. So Paul Splittorff needed a place to stay when he got assigned to Omaha, and he was supposed to be with Jack. And they're like, that's kind of odd, a player and a manager. So Jack, before his family moved to Omaha, was like living with the general manager. And the problem was they lived in a place where the windows, because it was so cold outside in April, couldn't open. So Jack smoked. And they from there on out, any place they went, they had to make sure that they had windows because Jack liked to smoke. And so, I mean, he would light it up. He'd walk into a room and immediately light a cigar.
Did he say that the place that he lived in got wiped out by a tornado?
Yeah.
That would have been the 75 tornado that ripped through 69th and Cumming.
It's the Wentworth Apartments, as he said, where he lived.
Yeah.
Like, isn't it interesting? You've heard George Brett talk about his Omaha experience. Like, Jack is, like, pretty on point of places and, distilleries that were here when he was here. If you ever listen to George Brett tell about his time, which wasn't very long after Jack, of his time being in Omaha, he's got like intimate details about exactly where he lived, what the place was called, like where he went for dinner.
Omaha's a very memorable place, even to the biggest stars. Jack even said, out of all the places that we've been, I really remember my 4 years or whatever it was in Omaha. Which is incredible. And it's funny, he like listed off a bunch of places. Anthony's is gone.
Yeah.
He mentioned Anthony's. And he said, what else did he mentioned another steak spot too that I think we still have. Either way, a lot of that stuff is still the same, 50 years ago.
Man, we talk about this
not
once
much has
a week.
Changed.
The old school steakhouse in Omaha, Nebraska.
Can't kill him, baby. Even if there's a fire.
Mahogany, prime. You can't kick out Gratz.
No.
Casio's.
Wouldn't dream of it. Would not dream of it. I haven't been to Casio's in a long time. I should go back there. I don't get to that part of town much anymore.
Didn't they just bring us Casio's?
Yes. Yeah, they brought us Casio's.
Yeah.
Well, we don't go down to the south part of town anymore. No more Rosenblatt.
You should. We'll go to the Durham. We'll do lunch down there.
He said he really liked the zoo.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
He's like, he just walked across the street to the zoo.
I mean, who knew back in 68, 69 that the zoo here was a banger still?
Number one zoo.
Henry Dorley Zoo is just putting up dubs all over the Midwest.
There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. People come here from far and wide, and they say, man, I really like your zoo.
Yeah, but here's the deal.
Livy said that.
When people come here.
Many generations.
When people come here, and they go, hey, what should we do? And the zoo is one of your first.
Yeah.
Mm,
it's a bit of a tough hang, but you have to mention it because it's the best zoo. You want to see the best,
right.
And we have the best to offer in a variety of different categories, but the zoo I think is the most popular.
Hey, you got to hear me out on this. It is the best zoo in the world.
Yeah.
Like, So
just go to the zoo.
I know what you're thinking.
If you've ever been to a zoo before, this is not like the zoo that you've been
to. I'll give the zoo here credit. They are starting to appeal to this side of the studio because we don't have kids. So the after dark zoo where you can go there and drink.
Oh, yes. I did brew at the zoo.
Oh,
I did brew at the zoo. It's
a great idea.
Now I just read today that they're having kids night at the zoo. You drop your kid off at the zoo from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. You go do whatever the hell you want, and they'll watch your kid and teach him about animals.
See, now we're cooking. Now we're cooking.
Good work.
Now, there's
zoo.
A lot of possibilities there that could go wrong, but I like the idea of just dropping off your kids and
see you later.
Because how was your experience at the zoo with your family?
Tiring. Fun, but tiring.
Well, there's a lot of space to roam around, much like the animals have.
See, you're the parent that Connor and I walk by and go, just give you a little head nod.
Nice.
You look like you've been at the zoo for 2 hours and you're already wiped out.
I appreciate the head nods.
You got the fat kid with the two hand in the big Diet Coke.
Kids on leashes everywhere.
Didn't somebody tell us when we were having this long discussion about the zoo last year, it was a good place to go pick up if you were like 17 years old? You're working the concession stand. It was a good pickup spot.
Yeah, zoo chicks.
Oh, yeah.
Zoo chicks.
Yeah, Star Wars fiend. All about them zoo chicks.
They're everywhere, which is great. When I went to brew at the zoo, I haven't been for a couple of years. You were limited in the places that you could go. Like, they closed off the majority of the zoo. But, you know, it was good. I think you could still walk through the desert dome.
I think the areas where you could possibly have access to the animals... Like, they did not...
Sure.
That makes sense.
They do not allow you to go.
Who knows? They probably just let the animals out and roam around at night.
I mean, we did have... You know, people forget, except for her, that we did have somebody that was there at a party and crawled in with the tiger.
Really? When did this happen? Wait, I don't know about this.
You know Tiger Lady.
Tiger Lady at the Henry Dorley Zoo?
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And come to find out, a lot of males in this town knew Tiger Lady.
Yeah,
a
lot.
Gotcha. And she made it out okay of the tiger?
Define okay.
I mean, she get a little scratched up. She's alive?
Her pride was hurt.
Oh, well, that's not the worst thing in the
because
world.
Because she was splashed across not only local but national TV for crawling into the tiger cage.
When was this? Why is this not ringing a bell to me?
About 7-8 years ago?
Yeah.
Tiger Lady Omaha. Woman sneaks into Henry Dorley Zoo, is bitten by tiger.
2015.
Omaha Zoo's three-legged tiger bites woman who tried to pet it. Jacqueline Edie.
7:20 a.m.
Wow. She snuck into the zoo entirely.
Well, no, she was in the zoo. She was like at some party or something, and she hung out in the zoo.
The police said that Ms. Edie, appeared to be drunk or under the influence of drugs. They said that she was taken to the Creighton University Medical Center, where she was aggressive toward the staff, who later called the police. Miss Edie was cited for criminal trespassing, and she was bitten by a three-legged tiger. The tiger was named Mai, an 18-year-old three-legged Malayan tiger. Yeah, don't get bit. I mean, if you're going to get bit by a tiger, at least, you know, have it be the four-legged tiger.
Yeah. But sometimes when you're, you know, you can't really see. And so you're like, oh, I'm kind of curious. Why is that tiger missing a leg?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not going to win a battle of public opinion with a three-legged tiger.
Exactly. Everyone feels bad. And you want to know why? You want to know why the tiger has three legs? She was rescued from a poacher's snare as a cub, and she was rehabilitated at a zoo in Malaysia before she was transferred to Omaha in 2003. You're not going to win that battle for sure. Everybody loves the three-legged tiger.
Is
the three-legged tiger still with us?
I don't know. That'd be an old tiger.
Yeah, how long do tigers live?
wasn't that part of the Hangover song?
2017, beloved three-legged tiger at Henry Dorley Zoo dies. This is just less than two years after she bit Miss Edie.
Tigers live from anywhere between 10 and 20 years.
Okay, so a couple of things about this lady.
What do tigers dream of?
We had someone that asked a question when we had a little incident in Bennington a couple weeks ago between teacher and student.
Oh, yeah, like, that incident.
They're like, that looks exactly like the Tiger Lady. And I'm like, you can't do that.
Oh, no.
I mean, that's like, that's like hitting a grand slam. When this story broke, we talked about it on air. Little did I know that she was extremely popular with our listening audience. Like, people that had encounters with her.
Yes.
Like, the Bennington lady?
We have, the Tiger lady.
Yes.
We have a, still to this day, a diehard P1er in radio terms that used to go out with her.
Amazing.
And so he called and he shared stories that this did not surprise him at all.
Many radio listeners have enjoyed their time with the Tiger lady.
You got to be a really specific kind of person to not be surprised at when the news article pops up. Lady breaks into zoo and is bitten in tiger cage. You know, to not...
Ah, there's Jackie doing it again.
To not be surprised by that is, yeah, that's pretty special. Pretty special stuff. Jeez. Okay. Anyway, go to the zoo.
That's a ringing endorsement right there.
Hell yeah.
But just don't crawl into the, tiger cage.
No. If there's no reason to do that, just keep on walking.
Yeah, there's no reason to do that.
And, you know, if you're going to go to the zoo... I would get it done now because schools are going to be out across the Midwest people are going to be coming to our zoo and you're going to be able to find a parking spot and it's going to take forever. And then as a local, you're going to get upset that all these people are at your zoo.
You got like 2 weeks.
Wasn't it in Omaha where one of the gorillas got, you know, especially frustrated and then just started ramming itself into the glass window?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. It's the little kid.
Yeah. It was like, whoa. All right. That doesn't happen very much.
It appeared that the little kid was enticing the gorilla.
Well, you can't entice the gorillas. You can't do that. I honestly entice the gorillas all the time. I go to the zoo. When you go to the zoo, do you entice the gorillas?
Okay.
So, I mean, come on. You're trying to get the gorilla's attention. You're trying to get it to react to you in some way.
So you bang on the glass?
I don't know if I go that far, but you want to wave at it, see if it'll wave back. And,
yeah, yeah.
You know, why is it the natural instinct?
Sometimes maybe it'll give you the middle finger.
Why is it the natural instinct at the zoo when there is glass between you and the animal and there's a reason that glass, you wave or you bang on the glass?
Yeah. I don't know. That is a natural human reaction to just if there's glass, bang on it probably.
Like to get the attention of the penguin, why are people banging on the glass? Do you think the penguin can hear and he's just going to come over and say hello?
I think that's the goal. Yeah, I think that's probably what people are trying to get out of it.
Shout out to John on Twitter who has sent us a collage of all 10 Edie mugshots.
Tiger Lady mugshots. Look at that. This is quite the evolution there. Mm-hmm. Changes hairstyles a couple times.
Yeah, hair colors.
Hair colors, yeah. It's good.
One has glasses.
Oh, but I definitely try and get the gorilla's attention. The penguins, I know that I'm not going to have a connection with the penguins. You know? First of all, there's just so many of the penguins. There's so many penguins.
I sponsor a penguin at the zoo.
I've heard about this. You're a big penguin guy.
I love the penguin.
Yeah. I do too.
I do too, but I know that like... I can't get the penguin's attention, right? Like, I'm not, the one penguin's not going to stray away from the pack and, like, come up to me and wave. It's like, that could happen with the gorilla.
Sure. I follow.
That could happen. I went to, on the annual field trip to the zoo in, like, fifth or sixth grade, one of the gorillas flipped off one of the teachers. And we laughed and laughed and laughed.
Sure.
And then it pooped, and they started throwing their poop everywhere.
And you laughed.
And we laughed and laughed and laughed. Yep.
It's a memory for a lifetime.
It really is. It really is. I got to go back to the zoo this year. I think I skipped last year. I usually go once a year or so. See what's new. See what's going on over there. Plenty of stuff.
We used to have passes. We used to have they used to bring animals in all the time.
That's what, I mean.
I'm not sure what happened.
Maybe they'll be back around at the baseball village this year. Bring out some animals. Say hello.
Would love to tell the people what's going on at the zoo.
I would too.
Where did this start yesterday where it all of a sudden Twitter became like Hinge? Hmm? Did you see the post from a lady named Courtney? She said, I'm Courtney, I won't say her last name. I'm 40. I love college football. I live in Alabama. And I generally do not give AF who any of you are voting for in November. Okay. And then all of a sudden, the college football Twitter
they're
got
like,
a
what's
hold
up?
Of it. And so,
oh, okay.
What's up, baby?
People started responding to her that were college football fans. and including a recruit who said, my name is Nolan Blank. I'm 6'3", 220-pound outside linebacker at Ventura Junior College. I graduated with my AA this month, and I have 3 years of eligibility. My DMs are open. That was his response to Courtney,
wow,
who is a college football fan.
Wow.
And then, yes, it just turned into a dumpster fire, where at the end, this guy, Ron, said, Ron here.
Ron here.
Way to take a shot, Ron.
Yeah, it's a that you got to go.
You
got to find a way to make yourself stand out in situations like that. And I think Ron did.
He shot his shot.
Good job, Ron.
Yes.
Hey, it's me, Ron.
And then just like
say what's up.
Then just like roast me on Reddit. Mm-hmm. He got roasted on Twitter.
That's tough. You got to be careful. You put yourself out there, man. Yeah. You put a picture of yourself out there, and you are, you are not responsible for whatever happens next. That is not up to you.
Hey, I asked Sip today because I think Sip would be perfect for a roast. He's getting up there in age.
Oh my God! Yes.
Stephen M. Sipple being roasted.
Let's do it for charity.
He suggested Charlie McBride. I quickly moved the conversation back to Sip.
Smart.
He wants to roast Charlie McBride.
He goes, Charlie McBride would be much better. And I said, Sip.
I don't think so.
Sip would, the stories that we could tell about Sip, now he'd have to be really comfortable because some of them are, like the younger Sipple was, he had more of a social life.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then the older Sipple actually has pretty good social life too.
But yep, he does.
The in-between might have been a little bit boring.
Yeah, they're, every single day there's a Sipple story. Every single day, if you encounter Steve Sipple,
why can't we do this? We'll get it on. We'll stream it. We'll do it this summer.
One of my favorite things. So when I was in Lincoln, we would have our pregame show down in the Haymarket, and Sipple and I would do a segment, and then we'd walk over to the stadium together. And it you would think that he was the quarterback. You know, and people are stopping him on the street. Hey, can I take a picture? Hey, what do you think about this? Hey, what do you think about this?
I want to shake your hand.
Yeah, it's exactly that. And he's got he's got the kind of pose and stance he does in pictures every time. He does kind of like a duck face, like a Blue Steel almost. You know, we should auction off the opportunity to just walk around with Sipple for a little while, because he's a listener, but he also, is not afraid to.
Why would anyone want to walk around with me, Connor?
I don't get it. He wouldn't. He would say that.
So that's on the board. What about a local athlete
to roast? Ah, boy.
Ooh.
The best roast of a local athlete would be who?
Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny's probably up there where there would be a lot of stuff that he'd be like, that's just funny. I mean, right. People go there.
Yeah. That's a key part of it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Brady had to have thick skin. Mm-hmm. Now, he's probably being paid a little bit by Netflix.
Definitely.
But, I mean, they went some places that, mm-hmm. If you were very sensitive, I don't know that Tiger would be ready to be roasted. Maybe he would because he's kind of mellowed as he's into his 40s.
Ooh. Yeah, we're probably still a decade away from
you'd
that.
Have to find somebody who, if you're telling a story of something that happened back in 1973,
yeah,
or something that happened while you were going to school in Lincoln and now it's funny, you'd have to be okay with that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you got to be okay with that kind of being out there. Mm. Yeah. So, I mean, you said.
What about
you got to get the right person. Tommy would be good too. That would be good too. Be a similar conversation. But many people have crossed paths with these people over the years, yeah.
Yes, they have.
What if you did Tom Osborne?
Ooh.
It probably wouldn't be enough there. It would end up being too nice. It's like, yeah, I remember, I met him and I got his autograph on a helmet when I was 7, and he was really, really nice to me.
You know what?
Not a roast.
You know what the next step for Coach Solich is? Let's roast him.
Roast.
Now, he'd have to be comfortable because there'd be people that'd be like, you know what? Remember that time when you were the coach here and I ran into you at such and such?
It would just be a lot of short jokes, yeah. I think. Too many short jokes.
All right, so Sipple's the best candidate, is what we're trying to say.
As of right now, it feels like a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. I like that idea.
I like that idea as well.
There are enough people that have worked with him.
And nobody would be mean. Like, nobody would be overly mean to Sipple either. It wouldn't be personal. No. It wouldn't be personal.
We only roast the ones we love.
It wouldn't be personal.
But you know what? Like, now, what is this, Thursday, and that aired on Sunday? It's interesting to me how many people that I would not expect to watch something like that have said, I watched it. Not just clips, but I watched like an hour of it on Netflix.
Yeah, I didn't, but I did see the clips, and I liked them. I liked.
And you know what? Nothing happened. The world kept spinning.
Yeah.
We told raunchy jokes, and nothing happened.
Yeah. And I don't think Tom Brady is out for a retribution against anybody right now.
Comedy is back. Mm. That's why we can accept the reboot of The Office.
You just have to be... Oh, wait. What?
Wait a minute. You guys...
A reboot of The Office? What are you talking about?
The new Office that's going to come out.
There's a new Office?
That's how they're selling it, and I think that's a dangerous, dangerous mistake.
So the premise is kind of odd. It's going to be a Midwestern-based newspaper that is failing, and they have volunteer reporters. So they let this out yesterday, and I don't know if it was a trial balloon because it didn't go over so well.
I don't know.
Like, people are trying to cancel it before it actually is out.
The documentary crew that immortalized Dunder Mifflin Scranton branch is in search of a new subject when they discover a dying historic Midwestern newspaper and the publisher trying to revive it with volunteer reporters. Interesting.
So they're coming to Omaha.
That was one of the thoughts that hit my mind for sure. Who are the people that are going to be acting in this show? Domhnall Gleeson and Sabrina Impacatore. Who the hell are those people?
I think it was a trial balloon.
I agree with you.
It's been more than 10 years since the final episode of The Office aired on NBC, and the acclaimed comedy series continues to gain popularity and build new generations of fans on Peacock. The president of NBC Entertainment said, in partnership with the Universal Television led by creative team of Greg Daniels, who wrote The Office, created The Office, and Michael Koeman, this new series set in the universe of Dunder Mifflin introduces a new cast of characters and a fresh setting ripe for comedic storytelling. A daily newspaper. Oh, potential cameo appearances from, you know, Michael Scott would never, Steve Carell would never show up on that show, but some of the other cast of characters.
Yes.
I imagine, like, in the pilot episode, someone tries to sell them paper over the phone or something, right?
Yeah, like, yeah. Wow, this is going to be horrible.
Yes, so
I can't wait.
Yesterday, social media tried to cancel it, and that's too bad because Sunday comedy was back, and now Thursday it's not.
Texter says, roast Dirk Chatelain.
Only if Bo came back and surprise.
Okay, you would have to.
I'm on board.
We do roast
case.
A Bo.
Wow.
Roast of both former players.
I don't think he could. Could he take it?
Oh, yeah. This would be the thing because...
It'd have to be a few... We'd have to wait a few more years, I think. Because, eventually Bo's going to come back. Eventually Bo...
You think so?
Eventually we're getting Bo back.
I don't know.
If we got Frank back, we're getting Bo back.
Yeah, but I don't know.
None of the same people are here.
But the problem is, like... Trev was a big reason why Frank came back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's nobody like, you think Troy Dannon's like, oh, okay, hey, no problem, Matt. I'll call Bo, Youngstown, Ohio.
I don't know this guy, but everybody says I should call him.
I don't know.
Maybe Rule would.
But, yeah, and I don't. Rule has been really good about all the previous coaches.
He mentions Bo a little bit.
He does. I don't know that they would have ever crossed paths.
I don't know. That I don't know. I don't think
but,
so. Maybe on the recruiting
the Bo
trail.
Roast, which would be epic, especially with former players. But you'd have to go there on certain things that, whether it be the hotel.
Clearly defined walls.
Yeah, stuff with his brother.
You can get Taylor Martinez's dad.
But do we want it to end up like in a fight?
We're letting bygones be bygones. We're just okay. Airing it all out.
If teammates... And you know, Bo was great to teammates. If they wanted to set a record for fundraising.
Roast of Bo.
A roast of Bo, whether you stream it in person, might set some fundraising records.
It would just be a lot of comments about how angry he was all the time, constantly.
Everybody would tell a joke and then, oh, hey, don't get angry now.
yeah, that's true.
But you could have, like, secret people show up. Like, you could have, like, Eichhorst. Eichhorst gets his Dana White, like, God. 1 minute.
Yeah.
Finally,
Eichhorst gets a word in.
Oh, this is great. Hey, the person that released the audio tape, they show up because Bo knows who it is.
And the weasel tipster. I would watch the hell out of that. I'd hope I'd be invited, but I'd watch the hell out of it.
Here's $14.99.
And then on his enemy list, Steve Peterson makes a return.
Hey, you guys.
There he is. There he is, right back there.
This would be, but again, he'd have to be comfortable because you would go there about his brother. You'd go there about him and his brother going to the hotel in Lincoln. You'd go there about a couple other things. The audio tape at the end of when he went to Lincoln North Star.
Yep. Oh, that. Yeah. And that's probably why Sean Eichhorst would not be there. I don't think that he would be. That just feels, you know, like it's a relationship that's probably never going to get patched together.
A lot of people have lamented the fact that Carl's not here tonight. He actually is here tonight. We can't get him out of the green room.
Nice. Nice. How long ago was he on the bus with the bus boys? Like a year and a half, somewhere around there.
Man, that might be like 3 summers ago.
He still didn't seem quite ready to talk about Nebraska. Like he would recount some stories about his time, but he was not ready at that point. Maybe you give it another 5-10 years, something like that, and he'll loosen up. Because he's not coaching right now. I mean, he's not doing anything.
I think he's back living in Ohio.
Back in Youngstown. We could all go to Youngstown and just do it on his turf if that makes him feel more comfortable. However we could do this, it would be very, very good. Roast of Bo.
All right. I mentioned this earlier, because Jim just sent us a tweet. Did you see that Sporting KC flew to Omaha yesterday?
No. What? Wow. What a power move.
So 45 minutes up, 34 minutes back Sun Country charter.
Jeez.
Oh, I love Sun Country.
They're showing off their big money, big MLS money.
Jim said TWA used to fly from Kansas City to Omaha.
They didn't want to go through the pothole-ridden I-29?
No.
Made that drive on Sunday. Very smooth, except for...
Ownership of MLS teams must be pretty good these days.
I guess so. Jeez. Well, I remember when they did the MLB game here, the Royals.
Yes.
The Royals did it, and they were like, yeah, it was about 30 minutes, somewhere around there.
Well, and because it was the end of a series, and so...
They were going to Cleveland or something like that after that. Yeah.
So they said that essentially the Tigers and Royals plane just followed each other, taking off in Kansas City and landing at Epley.
Wow, that is a big power move from Sporting KC. Jeez.
Well, Patrick Mahomes takes care of his guys.
Is he in the ownership stake in that team too?
He was in the current.
He is.
Is he in sport? Oh, he is Sporting KC. His wife is more into the women's professional soccer team, which have you seen the stadium?
I have.
Did you drive by it the other day?
I did not the other day, but I have before when it was...
I've heard it's gorgeous.
Wow. Yeah,
it looks really cool.
Right down on the river by downtown.
The riverfront there. They closed. They still have my favorite route into downtown Kansas City closed, where you get off of 29 and you get onto Highway 69 or 169.
Where you go by the airport, the downtown airport?
Yeah, you go right by the downtown airport. That does not work right now because the bridge is closed. But that's like easily the best way to get into downtown Kansas City. Hasn't been open for years. Very frustrating to me.
All right. Okay. Have a good show today. Have a good Thursday.
I will. I plan on it. Should be nice out. You going out to the ballpark tonight?
I'm doing the game on the radio.
Oh, on the radio.
Yeah.
Good. You going to drop in any fun facts? Cool. What do you know about the jumbo shrimp?
Yeah. Well, their play-by-play guy used to be the voice of Western Illinois. And
okay.
Now he's the voice of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, and he is doing the Marlins-Mets game next Saturday.
That's right.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So you're doing the play-by-play for which team?
The Omaha Storm Chasers.
Okay.
So Nick is away at a graduation of his girlfriend tonight. She's graduating from Creighton's Dentistry School.
Oh, very good dentistry school.
her, she got assigned to Denver for her residency or whatever they do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is Nick's going to be here this weekend, right?
Yes, just tonight.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Well, you look like disturbed. You're like,
I was like, whoa, what am I going to do? Somebody the other night asked me, stopped me on the concourse and said, hey, could you take this, could I get Nick Batters to sign this baseball? And I said, let me take it up to him. And I was like, I don't know. Nick's a big deal. I don't know if he does autographs. And I pop in there during the break. He's like, I don't think I've never done this before. He was excited to sign the baseball.
That's cool.
Took it back.
Yeah, Nick in his second year is awesome.
He's very good.
Josh, before I go,
yes.
Somebody of the Storm Chasers the other day when Connor and I were together before the Tuesday game, spot on. We need to find a way to get Connor and Will Klein together.
Have you seen Will Klein, Josh?
I have not.
Why don't you go ahead and Google the picture just real quick.
TV personality?
No, he's a Storm
Chaser. Will Klein baseball. Try
Omaha,
that.
Kansas City.
Will Klein.
What do you see there? Anything notable?
Oh, my God. It's your doppelganger.
He had a cup of coffee in the bigs a couple weeks ago, and apparently somebody commented on the picture and said, is that Connor Happer? He's going to the major leagues? Amazing. He does throw 100 though, just like me.
Just like you.
So we need to get you guys together.
Yeah,
to
we
take
could
a
do
picture.
A bit. We could do a fun bit.
That should be on the field.
Hey, Will. And then he's like, hey, Will. And then I just act like him the entire time. That could be fun. Anything. Anyway, ideas out there for everybody.
All right.
Enjoy.
Have a good show.
Have a good
call. Thank you.
That is the crossover powered by EverLevel Concrete Repair in Omaha at everlevelconcrete.com. It's Thursday. We'll start things off next.
That's the crossover. The Connor Happer Show is next on 1620 The Zone.